Timbertwig and the Caravan of Surprises. In the little house in the old oak tree, Granny Nott woke one morning with a terrible cold. She sneezed. Is something wrong? Asked Timbertwig, coming into the bedroom.
I've got an awful cold, she moaned. Pass me my handkerchief. It's hanging up behind the door.
What? This thing? I thought it was a sheet, sniggered Timbertwig, as he took down the enormous hanky.
Don't be so cheeky, snapped Granny. You'll have to go to market for me today. I'm much too ill. Look, I've written down a shopping list.
Leave it to me, said Timbertwig proudly. And he put on his hat. The hat where Abigail, the magic spider, lived. As they set off, Granny Nott blew her enormous nose, and all the trees in Wiggly Wood shook at the terrible noise. Soon, Timbertwig and Abigail reached the edge of the wood, and there, on the common, was the travelling market. They loved the market. It was always full of such strange, interesting people. Timbertwig wandered past a fortune teller, a magician who did tricks with balloons, and an old lady who knitted string vests. The end stall belonged to Doc Leaf, the quack doctor.
Roll up, roll up, he shouted. Buy a bottle of Baldy Brew and your hair will grow as thick as grass on a lawn. It's the eighth wonder of the world and cheap at half the price.
Excuse me, said Timbertwig. My granny's got a rotten cold. Do you have something to cure it?
I certainly have, laddie, lied Doc Leaf. I've got just what you need inside my tent.
Of course, Doc Leaf had no such thing. Just hundreds of jars of Baldy Brew. He ripped off one of the labels and wrote a new one. Quickie Cold Cure.
Now you take this home and let your granny sniff it. But whatever you do, laddie, don't let her eat it or spill it on anything.
Right, thank you very much, said Timbertwig.
And he put the jar under his hat to keep it safe. Abigail, who had nodded off to sleep in Timbertwig's hat, suddenly woke up.
What's that dreadful smell? She thought, sniffing the jar of Baldy Brew. I'll have to magic that away, or nobody will want to visit me in my smelly little hat home.
And she waved her wand.
Whippity whoppity zippity zo. This hat's full up, so out you go.
But the jar stayed where it was, and Timbertwig was magicked right out of his hat.
Oops, ooh. Sorry, Timbertwig. My spells are always going wrong.
Timbertwig picked himself up off the ground and put his hat on again.
Never mind, he said. Look, Abigail, we can buy all our shopping here.
He was standing at the door of Mr. Misfit's Caravan of Surprises. The inside of the caravan was far bigger than the outside, and its shelves overflowed with boxes and bottles and baskets. Mr. Misfit could sell you anything, from an elephant's sock to a mouse's toothbrush. Timbertwig wandered in amazement among the skunk skin rugs, the butterfly wings, the whale bones, and ships in bottles. There were hair ribbons for vultures and songbooks for elks. There were spelling books for news and a map of footpaths on the seabed. There was a silent radio and a portrait of the Invisible Man. And Abigail was delighted when she found a department just for spiders, where she could buy pickled flies and eight-legged pajamas. Timbertwig peeped over the counter, and there was Mr. Misfit.
Come in, come in. Why, it's Mrs. Knott's wee little grandson, isn't it?
That's right, replied Timbertwig. She's not very well, though, so I'm doing the shopping today.
And what can I fetch you?
Timbertwig took out his list.
I'd like...
He stopped when he saw that Granny had forgotten to write down how much she wanted of anything. Well, perhaps he could guess.
I'd like 2 bags of milk, and a packet of turnips, a sack of butter, and a loaf of bacon.
Mr. Misfit giggled.
Sliced or unsliced, he said, meaning the bacon.
Nice and crusty, said Timbertwig. And half a dozen cabbages and a jar of bread, please.
Brown or white?
Green, please, said Timbertwig. I thought all cabbages were green.
Will that be all? Laughed Mr. Misfit as he put the last of the order on the counter.
Yes, except for a wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow of peas, I suppose, chuckled the shopkeeper.
Don't be silly, Mr. Misfit. A wheelbarrow to carry it all home in.
Timbertwig and Abigail headed back to Wiggly Wood. Soon they could see the trees ahead shaking. Granny Knot was still sneezing.
Achoo! Achoo!
I'm back, called Timbertwig. I've done all the shopping.
Granny Knot stared at the wheelbarrow over her huge red nose and her huge white hanky.
Is there something wrong?
There certainly is, she shrieked. What's all this? A jar of bread? A sack of butter? 2 bags of milk?
I tried my best, didn't I, Abigail?
Of course you did, squeaked the spider, leaning out of the little green door in Timbertwig's hat.
You stay out of it, you spindly little creature, snapped Granny.
Timbertwig was just going to give Granny Knot the cold cure he'd brought from Dock Leaf when there was a knock on the door. He put the jar down on the table and went to answer it. Being very nosy, Granny opened the jar, dipped the end of her nose into the liquid, and began to blow bubbles. It was Mr. Misfit at the door. He'd brought some flowers for Granny and a basket of shopping that Timbertwig should have brought home.
I was only playing a little joke on you, Timbertwig. No harm done, eh?
No!
Just then, a piercing scream rang out in the kitchen.
Oh, Timbertwig! Help me! Come quickly!
Timbertwig and Mr. Misfit ran into the kitchen and burst out laughing when they saw Granny Knot. Her nose was covered in fluffy white hair.
Don't just stand there. Do something, she shrieked.
Mr. Misfit picked up the jar of Quickie Cold Cure and recognised it straight away as Dock Leaf's famous Baldy Brew.
Don't worry. Dock Leaf's hair restorer never did work. It'll all fall out by the morning.
By this time, the hair on Granny's nose was so thick that her cold in the nose got warm and went away.
Well, I never did, she said. I'm cured. Let's celebrate with a nice sticky treacle tart.
So they all sat down to tea together, and even Abigail was allowed to join the feast.
As long as she wipes all her feet, said Granny Knot.